with Jimmy Clark.
It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. But before Jimmy and Jimmy get started, I would like to ask our listeners to text into our KECO text line at 580-225-9697 and tell me what you think about the show so far this week. You can also ask our guests or myself for any questions about the topic we are discussing. No promises we'll be able to answer it because of time. My guest today is Jimmy Taylor of the Taylor Ranch. Welcome, Jimmy. I'm Jimmy, your host. That's a lot of Jimmies.
Well, thanks, Jimmy, and thanks for having me.
Oh,
now that introduction a while ago, that's quite a bit to live up to. I don't know if I'll be able to do that, but we'll talk a little ranching and talk a little cattle today.
You're still a legend in my books. So anyway, but tell us a little bit of history about you, Tracy, and the ranch.
All right. My great-grandfather started putting the ranch together in 1914. My dad was actually the first family member that lived out there and ran it. He started running it in 1953. We moved out there when I was about 6 months old in 1955. And I have been ranching all my life.
It's quite an operation.
As long as I could remember. Some of my first memories... I remember when I was finally old enough to go on summer roundup. I was probably 10 to 12 years old somewhere in there. We didn't have a trailer back then, so we rode everywhere. And we'd get up in the middle of the night and saddle up, ride to the far end of the place, which was about 5 miles, and try to be there not when the sun came up, but when you could start seeing things because it was going to be hot that day. And we had to swamp the canyons out and bring them all back to the corrals, work them, and take them back that evening.
That was quite a chore. What did you have a name for that? Was it just the Taylor Roundup?
No, we had several different roundups. It was just the different time of year, depending on what was going on.
It was just every day on the ranch.
Right.
It was every day on the ranch.
Right.
How big is your ranch?
We run around 600 females. And run those on 12,000 acres. It takes about 20 acres per cow-calf unit per year to run one out there. And we do that with myself, my wife Tracy, and we have one employee.
And so when did you actually take over the ranch?
I graduated college in 78. I coached and taught school for a couple of years and then retired in 1980 and moved back to the ranch.
That was did that retirement pay?
Not much. hadn't been going that long. So, but anyway, ranching was kind of what I always wanted to do and tried my hand at something else, but figured out that's where I wanted to be. So
when did you and Tracy get married?
1976.
Okay. All right. I couldn't remember. I think I knew, but I couldn't remember.
Yeah, good thing I had the answer to that. Ooh, one. She's probably listening.
yeah, we don't want trouble here today. So on your, you say around 600 head of mama cows, pairs?
Cows and replacement heifers.
So what have you done, and I know you've done a lot because I've been paying attention to you for quite a while now. What have you done to help your bottom line?
We've done several different things that might be not the norm, but things that I've tried to do to cut expenses or make the operation more efficient. One of the things that comes to mind are weaning practices. We do fence line weaning. Used to, we would take them all into the lot, and anytime you do that during the summertime, there's a lot of dust in the air. It promotes health problems. So about 3 or 4 years ago, I'd been reading up on it, and now we have two traps, Bermuda grass traps, and we run them in there 2 or 3 days, get them used to it, and one day get all the calves on one side, shut the gate, and we go ahead and wean them that way. It seems like it's less stress on them. The same time we shut the gate on the calves, we open the big gate out to a larger pasture that the cows have not been grazing on. grass is fresh, so they've got an opportunity to go out and get away from it a little bit. And
come back and visit if they want to see if their baby's all right.
It takes about 3 days before they're gone for extended periods of time, and 5 or 6 days, they're pretty well weaned.
Yeah, because I know sometimes when I take my calves from my pasture or wean them, and I take them to a couple miles away into a different area, you can go back 2, 3, 4 days later, and there's still some cows standing at that gate waiting for you to bring those calves back in.
Right. It seems like it takes an extra day like this, but it's not because of the fence line weaning. We actually early wean. So those calves are 90 to 150 days old.
What's their weight?
They're pushing 500 pounds, four and a half, 500 pounds
right.
on the average. So we have trained them to eat earlier in their life. We've got creep feeders around, but we don't full creep feed. We just throw a little in there to get them used to the feed. So when we shut that gate, they're already on the feed and familiar with the hay.
And that helps.
And they can go right to eating. The good thing about that, it saves me money on inputs. I'm not carrying them to 7, 8, 9 months on a cow where the cow's having to consume more feed to produce that calf. We can stop those inputs earlier and save some money like that. Plus, on your younger cattle, it helps them pop back better, especially if you're in the wintertime or in a drought situation. They can pop back better without not nursing that calf. Their body condition score comes up into an acceptable range.
Yeah, I notice I try to pull my calves off their mamas when they're between 4 and 450 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And that gives those cows anywhere from 3 to 4 to 5 months to totally recuperate before the next one comes along. Because mm-hmm. for you listeners out there that don't know, the gestation period on a cow is 9 months, same as a human.
Mm-hmm.
And so they usually get bred back. They have their baby, and depends on the rancher and the farmer. They have their baby in February, March, and April, and then the bulls or the AI and starts taking place again in May. Am I right there? Around May, June, you know, around May or June. So that's when they're pregnant again. So they got until that next February, for just discussion's sake on here on the radio, that they got 9 months. And so if they got a baby on them for 6 or 7 of that months, or even 8 months, it's hard on them.
Mm-hmm. Especially the younger ones that are still growing.
Yep.
They're trying to do three things. They're still growing, they're trying to milk, and they're trying to breed back. That fertility comes last. So what you might run into if that calf's still on the cow nursing her is she'll be delayed in her pregnancy or be open.
Right.
So that helps that situation.
Well, this, just for you guys that just tuned in listening to us, this is It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. And my guest today is the legend, Jimmy Taylor from the Taylor Ranch. Him and his wife, Tracy, run the Taylor Ranch in Roger Mills County. So we're talking cattle today. So join in with us and enjoy this. And then, so after you've pulled your calves and you've weaned them, what are you doing with your calves once they're weaned? What do you do?
Well, we background them till they're 9, 10, 11 months old, depending on how much grass we have.
Heifers and steers?
Yes, okay. Both of them. And we have already sorted them into replacement heifers and steers, which it's about an even number. We keep most of ours. And then at that point, the steers will go onto the feedlot. Now, another thing I've done is you mentioned that calving cycle. I do that twice a year. That splits my labor up where it's a little easier to do that with less people. And it also, my revenue comes in twice a year.
Instead of once?
Rather than once.
So you have a good Christmas that way.
Well, not necessarily. So. It's still not lucrative. But the big thing it helps with is my bull power. I can spend a little more on bulls this way because I'm using them for two different calf crops in the same year rather than just one. So that we'll have double the amount of calves out of that bull, and it helps me justify spending a little more on that. But these are a few of the things that I've done to improve my bottom line. But probably the biggest thing that I've done, in 2005, I switched directions. I had been commercial, commodity beef, purebred, tried several different things. But I needed to get into something that would enhance the value of every calf that was born. And I looked at different types of ways to do it and came up with the conclusion that carcass cattle was the way to go. So,
well, why don't we take a break right now, and when we come back we'll get into that, because this is really interesting the way he does this. So we'll take a break. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. We're going to listen to Beef Break right now and be right back.
Good day, folks. I'm Calvin Wright. Beef industry news. And coming up, the USDA considering tougher organic livestock rules. We'll explain in a moment.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
The perfect tractor now comes in the perfect size. The new Fendt 500 can make tight turns, reach high wagons, and deliver incredible power. And thanks to Fendt's pioneering innovations like stability control, active suspension, and the world's most tested and sold CVT transmission, you'll get more out of every dollar, day, and gallon. It's the perfect match for your operation. Test drive it today. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the Biden administration will reconsider the Trump administration's interpretation of the Organic Foods Production Act. Now, the Trump administration said the act does not authorize USDA to regulate the practices that were subject under the 2017 Organic Livestock and Poultry Practices Final Rule. Vilsack says, quote, "I've directed the National Organic Program begin a rulemaking to address the statutory interpretation and to include a proposal to disallow the use of porches as outdoor space in organic poultry production over time." Goes on to say the rulemaking will also include other topics that were the subject of the OLPP final rule, end quote.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, we're back. Jimmy and Jimmy, we're back, and we have a Jimmy advisor in the room with us.
Hello, everybody!
And anyway, so before we went to beef news break, we were talking about carcasses. Jimmy, you want to take back over?
You bet. So I decided to create an animal that would make the best steak that I could possibly make to please the consumer. And it would also help my bottom line because I was going to retain ownership and sell on a grid. So started looking around for the different breeds that would do that, and settled on my breed. And first group of calves I had went through in 2008, and they were 12.5% prime. At the time, national average was around 3-4%. So I was.
And explain to the audience what the prime is.
Okay, it's a quality grade that they give them when they harvest them. They'll give them a grade, and prime is the best. And you get paid dollars for producing prime over choice. Choice is the next one, and then select. There were a lot of select cattle back then. It's moved more toward choice and prime, which is good for the consumer because it's a better eating experience. You get more flavor in your steak, and in a lot of cases, they're more tender. So we started, like I say, that first group was 12.5% prime. The biggest advancement that I had, I started using a product by Zoetis called GeneMax Advantage in 2016, and it gives me down to the percent how each of my females rank against all animals tested in 10 different traits, talking Cavanese, weaning weight, heifer pregnancy, milk, mature weight, and then on the carcass side, gain, carcass weight, marbling, ribeye, and fat.
And that's basically a DNA test, right?
Yes. Yep. And it's down to the percent. So I know where every cow's weak. So with a timed AI program, I can target each female in each area they're weak. If I have a number to work with, I can improve on that number. And I have done this since 2016, but I took that information and went back to 2012. So I've got two different report cards on this, Jimmy, to see if I was making progress after doing this.
Hope they were better than this Jimmy's report cards.
Well, and the eight traits that you'd want to make progress in as far as maximum, they all improved in those areas. The two that you want more of an optimum situation are milk. You can get too much milk for this area, or too little milk. So you want to be right in the area which works in our environment.
Environment.
I've added another one recently. Fat was one that I thought that I wanted them as lean as I could get, so I could reduce the number of yield grade fours in the feedlot. We get discounts if they're too fat when they're harvested. So I went down that road a little bit and then got to thinking, you know, I'm keeping replacement heifers too. So I don't want to create a herd of hard-keeping cows. So okay. I've got those that are need help that are a little too lean, those that need help that are a little too fat. So we aim for the middle there. But my progress, if you do a year-over-year comparison in my replacement heifers, we've gained 24% in marbling. And at the same time, we were increasing ribeye size.
That's important because I love my ribeyes.
It's important to a lot of people. All you grillers out there, ribeyes.
How thick do you like your ribeyes?
1 inch.
1 inch. I got
now,
you.
My fillets, I like 1.5 inches.
Yeah. Yep. So, me and you's on the same track here. Thus, Jimmy's are alike.
But some of these traits were antagonistic, like, you know, most cattle, if you get that heifer bull that's going to have that small calf, they're not going to grow.
No.
But you can find bulls that that have early gestations that you can increase your growth and at the same time reduce your calving problems. We haven't used the calf pullers on a normal presentation in years.
And that's out of 400 cows.
So we had had to get some this last time, but it was a set of twins that got tangled.
Oh, I got you.
In there. But made advancements there, or heifer pregnancy. We've increased that 23%. But real life data, our last preg check with mature cows, and that's everything from breeding back for their second calf up. We preg checked 148 that day, had three open. So we ran a 2% open rate. And I have a shortened breeding season on my cow herd. It's 52 days. So a 52-day breeding season, we had 2% open. Heifers, when we're on that breeding season, we run a 25-day breeding season there. So all these 10 different traits, we're making progress. And then on the live data, the steers were harvesting. We went from that 12.5% prime to 82% prime.
And that's a bunch. Hey, for all you people that are just joining in with us, this is It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. And my special guest today is Jimmy Taylor from the Taylor Ranch out of Roger Mills County. And we're talking cattle. And join in. It's been fun.
Well, it also improves the bottom line. The more primes you get, the more dollars difference it makes. And you add that with a couple other bonus programs I'm in, it can make quite a difference to your bottom line. I remember one group in particular, they averaged adding $340 per head through these programs I'm talking about.
So get back to the question I asked you all ago about your DNA. Tell the listeners how you do it. Who does it, and how you do your DNA test?
Very simple to do. We don't like to run the calves through the chute any more than we have to, so we do it in conjunction with one of the rounds of vaccinations that they get. And it's just like putting in an ear tag. You got a it looks like an ear tagger, and you punch a very small hole out of their ear and put it in a vial and send it off to the Angus Association, and they send it to a to Zoetis.
So all your cattle are Angus, correct?
They're Angus and Angus Cross.
Angus Cross. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So talking about AI and bulls, so you do time breeding, mm-hmm. and then how many days is it before you actually turn your bulls in with them?
We're they're waiting in the pasture when we get them there. There's enough hours that have gone by that most of those cows, are, if not all, are going to be bred. And if there's some later, they'd have less of a chance sticking AI at that point.
Right.
So the bull takes care of them. Now, the bull's in the pasture, and if our nutrition's right, those cows have cycled during our AI process. So you're not going to see any heat until about day 18. And then 18 to 24, you can see how you did.
Yeah.
You want some coming in to know that they were cycling. But
yeah,
you don't
because
want...
you're never perfect on AI. I mean, it'd be great.
But you don't want a bunch coming in.
Right.
So, you know, you're looking for around 20, 25% of a visual. So that day 18 to 24, you know you're pretty on track.
What's one of the advantages to AI?
Several. In this case, my biggest advantage is I can target traits. I can pick bulls that will enhance the traits of the cows. If you remember back what I said a while ago, I've identified where they're weak. It's just like having a toolbox there, Jimmy. If I've got to drive a nail, I grab a hammer out of the toolbox.
Right.
If I've got a saw board, I grab a saw.
Right.
Well, these different traits, I'll pick a different bull. And what I found, I can use bulls that I wouldn't have been able to use before, because now I need a bull that's got more milk than would fit our environment, because I've got cows identified that are low in milk. And I know which ones they are, and they're just mated with that particular animal.
That's a lot of paperwork.
It is, and that's where Tracy comes in. She is very well versed in Excel spreadsheet.
I don't know. She's always posting pictures on Facebook with you behind her at your desk. So what are you doing at your desk if she's doing it all?
I'm going over what she just created for me. I'm looking at all the numbers and trying to figure out, you know, what we need to do.
So how many bulls do you run per breeding cycle? You basically do spring calves and fall calves, is that right? And so how many bulls do you run with your calves?
7 to 8. You can run more head there because a certain percentage of them are going to be bred
and not cycle back.
Yes.
And that's great.
So it takes less bulls. That's another dollar savings. Plus we're doing it twice a year with them. So that helps reduce that bull cost. That's your
well for you guys out there that are running big herds. I learned something today on what he's doing with using his same bulls twice a year. Because mine's a small operation, and I have a couple bulls, and I put them in May, and I pull them back out in basically July or August, and then what do I do with them after that? They're useless until the next May. And a lot of people rent bulls now. And so that was good. Well, you got anything else you want to touch about on your operation?
Well, one of the perks of all those primes that we get to sample the merchandise. So
I'm kind of disappointed you didn't bring none in today.
So we'll go up to the feedlot and get an animal to take to the butcher for our benefit back home. Now, our friends and neighbors found out we were doing that, so I started getting orders for butcher beef, and this last year we sold about 60 head.
That's a lot.
Probably the year we're currently in, I'll sell a few more than that. And we don't know which one we're going to get when we start out, Jimmy, so
yeah.
We develop every calf as if it were going to be served at our own table.
And that's great. So do you guys do sell off the ranch?
Yes.
And if anybody wants to buy any, how do they get a hold of you? Is it Tracy or you taking the calls?
Usually Tracy.
So. Do you want them to email you?
Or email, just any of the above.
Yeah. Would you give her number out for people to call on the beef, or you want to do it different on Facebook? Or?
I can give my number out, and then I'll get them in touch with her.
Okay, why don't you do that?
405-609-4662.
All right.
Now, she's with grandkids today, and she's got the do not disturb sign up.
Oh, so. Yeah. That's the way Sandy was yesterday. She messaged me on Messenger and says, "We're taking a nap. Do not rouse the dogs up." Because when I show up, they go crazy. But anyway. Well,
and with that, Jimmy, we pick them up at the feedlot, and we deliver them to the butcher. So there's.
And who. Just so everybody knows before they call him, your phone's already ringing. No, just kidding. But they, so you guys take them to the feedlot, mm-hmm. and then you pick them up. Do they set their date up with the butcher, or are you doing that for them?
No, I have the butcher dates, and I will deliver them to the butcher, and then they will call Keith, is who I use over at Burns Flat.
Right.
They will call Keith, and they're able to give a cutting order and tell him how thick the steaks need to be, and how many pounds of hamburger in a package, and those type things.
We've got three texts in on the text line, and I don't see any questions on there. I don't know if they're saying thanks to you, Jimmy, or to me, Jimmy. Do you know what they're doing? But anyway, thank you guys for texting in. It looks like you guys are enjoying the show. And Jimmy, Taylor, it's been a pleasure for you to be in the studio with me, and we're going to do this again.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. I always enjoy talking cattle.
Oh, yeah. And everybody, I hope you enjoyed the show. And right now, we're going to go to a break, and it's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on KCO FM, and we'll be right back.
Beef Breakeven, your daily look at the cattle industry. Brought to you by Blue and Gold Sausage. Serving Oklahoma's fundraising needs for 50 years.
Oklahomans know the value of a hard day's work. At Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, we've protected generations of Oklahomans who start the day before the sun and don't come home until the work is finished. From livestock to equipment, we've got you covered. People you know, insurance you trust. Proudly serving Oklahomans for 75 years. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today to find an agent near you. Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Dairy work doesn't have to be demanding, not with the 700 and 800 Vario series from Fendt. They're your do-it-all dairy tractor. Pick one out and mate it up with a variety of attachments, and you'll make even the toughest chores feel easy. Hay mowing, bale grabbing, manure hauling, planting, seeding, and tillage work, these tractors do it all. Take the hassle out of your dairy work with the Fendt 700 and 800 Vario series. Visit us at Livingston Machinery in Chickasha and Fairview for the service you've come to expect 24/7.
Good day, folks. Calvin Wright. Beef. Break even. You know, ransomware attacks aren't going away, including against major ag and food interests like JBS and USDA. Secretary Tom Vilsack warning, agriculture must be prepared. Now, JBS paid $11 million in ransom to hackers, and Colonial Pipeline paid $4 million. President Biden called on Russia's Vladimir Putin to crack down on cyber extortion from Russia, warned the U.S. will respond if the attacks continue. But Vilsack says agriculture has to be ready.
Well, the first order of business, I think, is to make sure that everyone in the food industry and food business understands the steps that they need to take to harden their systems. A set of standards or a set of guidance or requirements for hardened systems, and we're going to convene food groups to essentially make sure they understand and appreciate precisely what is required.
And USDA and other agencies will work with law enforcement.
Secondly, we'll be more than happy to cooperate with any legal investigation. And I think there's also an issue of this whole notion of cryptocurrency, which is outside of my area of expertise, but one that I suspect that folks in the Senate and the House need to be thinking very strongly about.
Montana U.S. Senator John Tester says, though, there is another problem.
Concentration in the food industry and meat industry in particular in this case has been a big concern of mine, and now that the cyber criminals have figured this is a good way to screw up our economy, you control food, you tend to control people, that is a problem.
Again, that's U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack and Montana U.S. Senator John Tester addressing ag ransomware concerns.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
They've changed my program up today.
Yeah, we did.
I think they're getting to know me because them guys sound just like me. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Today in Ag. We had Jimmy Taylor from the Taylor Ranch in Roger Mills County on here. And if you guys were listening, the way he was describing that beef, my mouth's been watering the whole time. He's talking about prime percentages and all that. If you guys want to buy a quarter, half, full, three quarters, if you want to buy five to get butchered, call Jimmy at 405-609-4662. Now your weather forecast. For the next few days, it looks warm. Actually, it looks really hot. Today's high around 100 and breezy. Tomorrow and Friday, same thing. But hopefully the forecast is right because Friday night through Saturday night, we have a 50% chance of rain, which we really need. Next week actually looks great for this time of the year. High will be in the 80s, and we do have a couple of chances of rain next week. That's your weather update for now. I'll be right back after the 3-minute update on today's market and Jerry Nine's update. It's Today in Ag on KCO with Jimmy Clark.
Hello, folks. Calvin Wright, First Oklahoma Ag. Let's check midday markets on this Wednesday. Live cattle, June, down 25, 122.85. August, down 27, 122.90. Feeder cattle, August, down 117, 157.17. September, down 102, 159.32. Lean hogs, July, down 280, 104.72. August down 215, 101.55. July corn up 3 1/4, 663. September down 6 1/4 at 546, 3/4. Kansas City wheat, July up 9, 605.5. September up 8 3/4, 614, 3/4. Chicago wheat, July up 7 3/4, 658, 3/4. September up 6, 661. July cotton up 109 points, 85.31. October up 108. 87.64. July soybeans down 4 3/4, 13.89 3/4. August down 4, 13.48. Crude oil, August up 66 cents at 73.51. September up 67, 72.72. We'll check cattle auction numbers here in a moment.
Cotton isn't a crop, it's a calling. That's why you battle resistant weeds with guts and determination. BASF helps you win with the most effective in-season weed control program on the market. The powerhouse trio of Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook are best-in-class post-herbicides, each with a different mode of action, so weeds don't stand a chance. Protect your calling at cottonweedcontrol.com. Ingenia, Liberty, and Outlook herbicides, made for this. Ingenia herbicide is a U.S. EPA-restricted use pesticide. Always read and follow label directions.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we built the freshest lineup of SUVs in America for everyone. Because the SUVs of the future aren't built for a few. They're built for America. Ford SUVs, drive one today. Based on AutoSource Incorporated data obtained on 10-5-20. Visit your Oklahoma Ford dealer to take advantage of great offers available now on Ford Escape, Edge, Explorer, and Expedition. Choose from low financing and big cash rebates. See your best in Oklahoma Ford dealer today.
The McAllister Union Stockyards. Final numbers for June 22nd. Slaughter cattle this week, 265. Last reported, 243. Last year, 227. Feeder cattle this week, 1,200. Last reported, 1,710. Last year, 1,750. Replacement cattle this week, 100. Last reported, 32. Last year, 38. Now, compared to last week, steer calves, $5 to $6 higher. Heifer calves, $5 to $8 higher, some $11 higher. Demand good. Quality, mostly attractive. Slaughter cows, breakers, boners, $1 to $3 lower. Leans, $3 higher. Slaughter bulls, $3 higher. Total of 365 cows and bulls sold, 58% going to Packers.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale this Thursday, June the 24th. We're expecting 4,000 cattle. We'll start the auction at 8 a.m. This is our last Thursday sales, feeder sale, until after the 4th. We will have a cow sale on Tuesday. For this Thursday, from Herford, Texas, we got 110 heifers at 7. Perryton, Texas, we got 70 steers and heifers 7.5. Shattuck, 68, big 7.5. McGarville, Texas, 60 steers at 9. Inola, Oklahoma, 64 heifers 7.5. Moreland got 146 mixed, 7.5. Thomas, 38 mixed, 7.8. Moreland, 63 mixed at 8. Seymour, Texas, 36 steers and heifers, 450 to 5, they're long wean. Slapout got 130 steers and heifers, 5 to 7 long wean. Sharon, 54 steers at 1,000. Shattuck, 117 mixed, 7.5 to 9. Thomas, 67 steers, 9.5. Moreland, we got 58 steers at 9. Cleo Springs, 63 mixed, 7.8. Moreland, 111 steers, 8 to 950. Clear Lake, we got 271 heifers, 6.5 to 8, and Sharon, 60 steers at 9. Again, we're expecting 4,000 cattle. That's our last feeder sale till after the 4th. We will have a cow sale on Tuesday. We'll see you this Thursday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanks, Kim, Jerry 9, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Agriculture with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm gonna have to start listening to my program before it goes on air. Hey, we are back. Hey, wheat harvest is wrapping up this week. It's been a good harvest so far, and it hasn't been too many Oklahoma crazy weather delays. There's been a few down south, but overall it's been pretty good. I hope everyone made a good harvest. Rye harvest is underway, and I'll give you some field updates tomorrow. Tomorrow on Today in Ag, I will be asking vegetable and fruit growers to text me on our KECO text line at 580-225-9697. Don't do it today. Do it tomorrow, because these texts, there's millions of them coming in, so I'll lose it. Text me on your times and locations of your stands this weekend. I will announce them in my last segment of the show tomorrow. Wednesdays will be my Jimmy Tip of the Week. So here's the Jimmy Tip of the Week. On a serious side, especially with this weather, check your animal's water source at least every other day, or even better, every day, depending on your water source. Cattle in this weather can drink anywhere from 30 to 50 gallons of water a day, and you don't want them running out. It's tough on them if you don't lose them, especially if you don't lose them. Tomorrow, my guest will be Tanner Swank. He's a wildlife biologist for Pheasants and Quail Forever in Oklahoma. It will be a great discussion for all you landowners wanting to improve your wildlife habitat, so join us tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Have a great day, and God bless.
You've been listening to Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
All summer.
Best country ever. In the summer,
yeah. Your soundtrack for summer.
Getting out of control with my friends.
It's right here.
96.5 KECO.
Come join the fun. Supercuts is proud to be a Big Fish sponsor at the 7th annual KECO Cool 94 Kids Fishing Derby, held at Ackley Park in Elk City on Saturday, June 26th. Win $100 cold hard cash from Supercuts if you can catch their tagged big fish. Good luck to everyone. Supercuts welcomes you with stylists ready to serve you. Supercuts, conveniently serving its community 7 days a week.
No matter what life may throw at you, Great Plains Bank has a play drawn up, and they're ready to go into overtime to win your business. What makes Great Plains Bank different is they'll make the extra push to get you to the goal line. When it comes to your family's finances, every play counts, so pick a teammate you can trust. They want you on their team because with customers like you, we're greater together. Great Plains Bank, member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Another thing that we address a lot of in our office is thyroid and parathyroid disease, as well as head and neck cancer, whether it be skin cancer or it be a type of throat cancer, whether that's related to lifestyle, such as smoking or tobacco use and alcohol use. We've also seen an increased rise in HPV-related tumors, particularly at the back of the tongue and in the tonsils, that will lead to certain types of carcinoma, most commonly squamous cell carcinoma. In folks who don't smoke or have no history of tobacco use, we typically do a very thorough workup, depending depending on the complexity of the treatment that needs to be offered, we can either perform it here, which we've done very successfully, also refer to our university specialists if we need to have more complex care. Hi, I'm Dr. Tyson Fisher, and I'm an ear, nose, and throat physician at Great Plains Regional Medical Center. Find the best medicine right here at home.
For an appointment, call 821-5255.
It's the Toys of Summer Giveaway June Edition, only at Lucky Star Casino. Don't miss your chance to win a convertible, a boat, a motorcycle, and so much more. Lucky Star Casino is your destination for the best giveaways and, as always, the biggest jackpots. In just 2 months, Lucky Star Casino gave out over $30 million in jackpots alone. Head to any of our 6 Oklahoma locations, including our brand new Watonga Casino. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Looking for a spacious, professional event center for your perfect event? Available year-round, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton has an affordable environment open to groups of all sizes. Each room can be easily adjusted to accommodate the size of your event with a fully equipped kitchen for any catering needs, a complete audio-visual system for more technical presentations and programs. The Frisco Conference Center is perfect for large conferences, small company meetings, and family gatherings. Whether it's corporate or a social event, the Frisco Conference Center in Clinton makes an elegant impression on their guests. Call 580-323-7874. Or find them on Facebook.
Paragon Communications weather.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma, Eastern Texas Panhandle, Aaron Calkin studio. Taking a look at your forecast for this afternoon. Sunny and hot, high near 100. South winds will be howling 20 to 25. Gusts as high as 35. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low dips down around 77. South wind continues 15 to 25 with gusts near 30. Similar day tomorrow, but a little bit hotter. High near 101.
Paragon Communications weather.
Country music tells a story.
It really tells the life of people.
I go back to a two-tone Southern Bend Chevy.
Let's hear another story. We're kicking off more country right now.
You're in cowboy country. 96.5 KEZO.
Think I'm on the lake. Boss thinks I've been sick for days. And mama's probably on her way, 'cause I ain't picked up the phone. I've been a million places, but